joins us once again. Scott, people were raving about Duncan Keith's play in Game 6. You've been watching it for the last 6 years, so it's almost probably ho-hum. Or do even you at times, you know, get wowed by the performance of Duncan Keith?
Yeah, no, Game 6 something was something a little bit even more special than we've seen from him. Just offensively, he took it to another level. Defensively, he's been so solid throughout the playoffs, and considering the minutes load that he's been given, even all four of those top defensemen in the playoffs, and the fact they've been able to remain so consistent. But yeah, I think as much as you talk about Kane and Taves, and especially how they step up in big games, and Duncan Keith's the same way, where I think he's played 13 career game sixes and has something like 18 points and 14 assists, and you know, was a plus three and three assists in game six, and certainly a reason behind a number of those goals. So yeah, I mean, he's been doing it for a while, but still, it's still pretty incredible to watch him to continue to do it as he's gotten older, and especially the minutes he continues to take on.
The rest of the but the third pairing still continues to be a concern. Is that if there's a reason the Hawks lose tonight, is maybe that the number one obvious concern?
Yeah, and I think that's one of the reasons why they won last game, and those two defensemen, it was David Brundblad, you know, he replaced Kimo Tiemann, and those Kyle Komisky. They weren't on the ice for a whole lot of ice time. You know, I think it was, you know, 10, 12 minutes, whatever it was. But they weren't a liability, or at least they didn't allow any goals on the ice when they were there. So I think that was the key to that game, where previously the game before, Kimo Tiemann was on the ice for two goals, and he certainly just hasn't looked like the player he's been in the past. And some of that's understandable. I mean, he's 40 years old, and he hadn't played all season before he arrived with the Blackhawks. But yeah, I mean, I think going into Game 7, I wouldn't be surprised if Quinville barely puts those guys on the ice. You know, I don't think you'll see a whole lot of Rundblad and Kyle Komisky, that he'll lean on those top four defensemen as much as he has to in a must-win situation again. So I think that's something the Ducks have wanted to take advantage of all season long, all series long, is that they've tried to really push those top four defensemen and really get physical with them. And I don't think you've seen a lot of wear and tear, and the Ducks are hopeful that changes in Game 7. And then when those two other defensemen are on the ice for however small amount of time it is, they want to take advantage of that and try to score on those guys.
Kimo Timonen, is it just, you know, the blood clots? He was such a very good player for such a long time, but he just simply can't keep up to the pace of the game anymore, can he?
Yeah, no, I think it's the blood clots one. I mean, the guy hadn't played all season until he arrived at the Blackhawks in March, you know, due to those blood clots. And then he turned 40 years old, too, so you're asking a lot of a guy to step in, and not even to step in during the regular season, but to step in the playoffs. You know, he got a few regular season games, but yeah, he doesn't look like the same guy, and it's hard to watch. I'm sure this has got to be hurting him, where he's, you know, at the end of his career, he's becoming a healthy scratch. But I think if the Blackhawks win and they go on to the final and somehow win the Stanley Cup final, I mean, Kimo Tiemann's only goal, and he's said it a number of times, is to win that cup, and you know, he's going to retire after the season. So it's yet to see whether it's going to be kind of one of those glorious endings, but it's got to be difficult for him right now, just you know, being sad. And yeah, it looks like he's going to sit again Game 7. So you know, he doesn't have, like you said, he doesn't have the same, you know, his legs aren't there, and just you know, just doesn't look like the same player we've seen in the past.
Yeah, it's a little disheartening to see how quickly it has ended. If the Hawks win, do you think Van Riemsdyk will play in the Stanley Cup Finals?
I don't know. I think they're going to look at it. You know, I was told last week, you know, when they started looking at him at Game 6, it just wasn't realistic. And someone had told me maybe 3 or 7 days away, he might be closer. You know, if they can find some stability out of this defensive pairing now, you know, with Rundblad and Komisky after they're paired together, but, you know, with those fifth and sixth defensemen, if they can find something out of those guys again tonight, I think it's something to look at, you know, they'll keep with that. But, you know, if there's some struggles and the Blackhawks do win, I think Van Riemsdyk is something that Quinville's going to explore. You know, I mean, he played the first 17, 18 games of the season, was coming on, and then he suffered, you know, he fractured his patella, and then when he was coming back from that, he had a wrist injury and you know, had to have surgery for that too. So I think if it's a situation where they're desperate and they're getting that, they're even looking at Van Riemsdyk having, you know, played and not played an NHL game since November. But I think it's something they'll explore, and If they feel like he's ready and he can handle it, they'll put him on the ice. But I think it also, and like I said, I think it really depends on how Rumblad and Comiskey look again tonight or again tomorrow.
Who are you picking, Scotty?
I picked the Blackhawks in six to win the series, so obviously I'm wrong already. I think if the Blackhawks can find that stability, I like the way the Kane and Taze played together last game. I think that really gives them a jump, even though that second line was a little bit more shaky when you took Kane off of it. I think the Blackhawks, the way they've gotten the Frederick Anderson and Crawford playing, decently well, I think they pull out a close one, maybe something like 4-3 in game seven.
Well, it should be a great weekend of NHL hockey for fun. Who do you like in the East?
That's even a tough one, isn't it? I think I like Tampa Bay. They're another tight one, but both those teams, tight game sevens, but I think Bishop makes a difference.
Appreciate your time as always, Scott. Have a great weekend.
I appreciate it. Thanks.
Scott Powers from ESPN in Chicago.